Now, is it a bird? Is it a plane? Well, maybe it's a UFO. The US government has stepped up its quest to find out if aliens actually exist. A special task force is being created to investigate UFO sightings, a move applauded by UFOlogists who have been calling for those reports to be taken more seriously. Now, earlier this year, the Pentagon actually released a long-awaited report which examined 144 sightings, only one of which investigators could actually explain. UFO expert and vice president of the International Coalition for Extraterrestrial Research, Gary Heseltine, joins me now. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Thank you for having me as a guest.
It's a pleasure. Why is the US government taking this issue more seriously now?
Because you referred to that report on the 25th of June, the DNI report, that highlighted that basically 143 pilots flying the most advanced aircraft of the US military, US Navy, could not identify 143 out of 144 objects. That's pretty baffling if you think about that just from an air safety or even from a foreign adversary point of view. So this has highlighted that these objects are moving, maneuvering in the US airspace and have been for many years. 2017, there was a New York Times article that changed the goalposts because it announced that there had been a secret Pentagon UFO program called ATIP that ran for several years in secret. And they released three, what was called forward-looking infrared radar videos, confirmed US Navy pilot footage of strange objects maneuvering in the sky that were there, captured on center information. So these were real craft, and one of them was described as what's called a tic-tac, estimated at being 40 foot long, almost the size of the fighter jets that were looking at this thing. It moved in weird and wonderful ways that we can't explain in terms of maneuverability, aerodynamics, laws of physics, etc. It seemed to defy all those things. Basically, what's happened is that the genie was let out the bottle with those videos, and over the last 4 years has been an increase in momentum. And in 2021, you've probably had the most legislation ever passed in the United States about this topic. It really is starting to gather some momentum.
Is it, but is it, as you say, because they are seriously concerned of aliens, or really because they are worried about foreign adversaries with some sort of new technology that they can't monitor, or drones, well, or whatever it might be?
Yeah, basically what they've done is they've done a catch-all that basically say it could be this, that and the other, and the ETF reference that you're referring to would go into other. But what you've got to understand is that the world is now only in a two-horse race. America has ruled out these objects as being any of their secret military. So now you're left with either foreign adversary, which is China or Russia, or it's from elsewhere. Well, if you listen to the person who ran that Pentagon program, Luis Elizondo, and he went on a 60 Minutes program, a famous documentary series in the United States in May, and he said, we're dealing with something which can travel at 13,000 miles an hour, can pull 500 to 600 G turns, the maximum for humans, even with the Top Gun pilots, is 11, that can go underwater, has no wings, no control services, and could even fly in space. So we're dealing with some kind of technology. And the basically, he said there's a 1% chance it's foreign adversary, and basically 99% that it's from elsewhere. But at the moment, the media still, I think, kind of want to hope from their own perspective that it's foreign adversary.
Well,
but if you look at the subject, it's not.
Okay. UFO expert and vice president of the International Coalition for Extraterrestrial Research, Gary Heseltine, thank you very much for your time this morning.